about the Messi thing.
Anything else on the Messi front, Chris, before we move on?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm falling out. I told you, I never want to bring this guy's name up again.
I don't know, man. This Messi thing is just a freaking mess. What a disaster.
I don't want to hear this name ever again until it's official. But they got me back.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back.
Yes,
welcome, everybody, to episode number 182 of the Battle Herons podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
This is a good Wednesday. It's a wacky Wednesday. We're talking kits, right? This
is a little got too much else to talk about.
It's a little different pace of a show, but I'm down with it. Let's go.
Yeah, we're just here to have some fun. We're going to talk a little bit of kits, and the team is only 4 years old. We got five kits already. Actually, we
nice comment, Mr. Krabs.
We might have more, and it's 5 years, right? We're on our fifth year, right? 2020, 2021,
technically
22, 23, 24.
Technically.
So 5 years, Mr. Krab.
Yes.
So, and yes, I am rocking the China kit. Chris is actually an official kit.
Yes, this is an official practice, whatever, warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
I think all this is the recycle one, the water recycle one.
So we are going all in just talking kits today from the inaugural season to now. And before we go into it, this right here, for those of you that just recently started following Inter Miami, this was never a kit, okay? This was a rumored kit that started making its way around the internet. Chris, in one of our old intros, used to say it looks like a heron shed all over it. But honorable mention, if it ever would have made the light of day, it would have been top tier for me because I like the baby blue. I like the Vice City combination. Unfortunately, did not get this. And then real quick, shout out to all our audio listeners. We're going to try to make this as easy as possible for you to follow along, but it's going to be a lot of visual here. So we're going to try our best for all you guys to join us in audio. We appreciate you guys always.
Well, and Mr. Krabs chiming in saying he got to buy his kit from some guy in the back of his white van. Listen, I've had my run-ins with guys in white vans. I went to Chinatown in New York and almost got kidnapped. So got to be careful with those white vans, guys.
Now, real quick, we're going to show our rankings, and then we would love for the chat to go ahead and tell us what you think. And for those of you that watch afterwards in the comments, you can leave us your list. But real quick, for those of you that aren't aware what the kits are, I'm going to just pop them up real quick from first to the latest. This was first kit.
Yeah, so there's Danny. He's popping up the first kit that we had, the white kit. And he's showing that it has the tag Freedom to Dream in the back of the collar.
It was inside the collar.
Yeah.
And then my favorite part of this white kit is that I don't know if you can see in the camera, but you see how it has like the imprinted herons all over the kit?
Yes.
So you can see that they're all over the kit. I thought that was a nice touch. This was the very first kit we wore on our very first game in LA. And we wore it for the first two seasons of our existence. We scored our very first goal ever with Pizarro in DC wearing this kit. So this kit, to me, for those reasons, is very special. Now, well, that season, that was our home jersey. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Time Manin is saying that's the one they used to put Messi on earlier in the year. Yes, they ran out of kits, and they ended up taking all the kits that nobody bought from 2020 and just plastered Messi on it. That is correct. And Mr. Krabs saying it looks so generic.
You know why it looks generic, though? Even though the pink on it was so light that it almost like blends into the white. The pink blends into white because it's such a light pink. And we'll get into that also because there's so many different shades of pink. And this was the away jersey for that very first kit, jersey. This one also has the imprinted herons all over the kit, which I love that touch. I wish they would do that more often.
Absolutely. And Mitch is chiming in saying he has the black version of that one, which is this which one is that you're demonstrating right now. Correct. And
this one's called La Rosa Negra.
Yeah.
So, now the Rosa Negra was only with us for the first season ever. This is the only kit that we've ever worn just for one season.
Yeah.
And then the second season, we changed our black kit and we got La Palma, which is pretty generic also. You still have you don't even have the togetherness inside. And I buy all authentic kits, so it doesn't have the that inside. And it has almost like a
palmas.
Palm tree. Yeah, palmas all throughout. So, you know.
That is the third kit for you guys.
Yeah.
And Stancy actually agrees they definitely should bring back the imprinted herons. And Mr. Krabs saying nobody bought most of the kits in 2020 because we were in a pandemic. So,
well, here is the heart.
And John Paul, before you get to that, Danny, John Paul is here saying, I'm lost on this live. I only started following Miami recently. Welcome, John.
That's what we're trying to. It's a history lesson.
It is a history. This is to consider today's episode a history episode, guys. We're diving in, baby.
After this, you're going to know the history of our kits.
Yes.
Now, this one is the most famous one, probably, because this is the one that Messi wore his first game, first season. This is the one that was seen all over the world. It even made, what was it? Was it Vogue or Forbes? Like the 10 things that people wear, like apparel, most famous. Yeah. This was on that list. I don't know if it was Forbes or Vogue, one of those magazines. But so this is iconic. This has the collar. And obviously, the back had Messi, battered heron for us, but it had Messi. So this one, obviously. And then.
And guys, like the video for Danny having all these kits around him. Okay, yeah, guys.
I unfortunately,
let's see those likes come up.
Now, this one right here, this one's called La Noche. This one, well, we're going to get into the specifics of why I like him and don't like him, but this was. Now, this one had the monochrome.
Yeah, don't give your opinion yet. Just show it, and that's it.
This had the monochrome, which I guess stood out. They changed it so that the hair on everything was all pink. Now, this one is the only kit that we've had that has two different sponsors. La Noche had XBTO.
And don't tell me you got the one. Don't tell me you got the one. You're sick. You have the one with the crown. Oh, you're a sick puppy. And for those of you on audio, he just dropped the XBTO one, and he just picked up the Royal Caribbean sponsored one.
Well, because I had to get one with Messi on the back.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
So, and then last but not least is
essentially the same jersey, just a different sponsor, because it just so happens to transition.
And then this right here is the one we're wearing this year. Again, I won't give my opinions quite yet. But,
yes, and that is the newest pink jersey that we have with
everything rolling. Going down the middle.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was a quick little history lesson on our kits and in the order which we got to see them. And now we are ready for our rankings. And again, absolutely. We'd love to hear from you guys also. So here we go. Today's episode, probably not going to go too long. We're here for a good time, not a long time. All right. So here we go, Chris. Our rankings. And it goes like this. We're going to start from worst to first.
Which, for those of you that are on audio, Danny just put up a list of rankings with my face and his face, 1 through 7, because there has been 7 kits released since the start of Inter Miami.
All right. Now, here we go. For the first, or ranked 7th, last, I have the togetherness jersey, which is this year's kit. I think it's the ugliest kit in team history. I think it's the ugliest kit in the league. I am disappointed. I am disappointed that all this greatness that's going on right now with Messi and Suarez and everybody for this year and next year is going to be dampened by the fact that they're wearing this crap. So this is the worst to me. Chris, yours.
Well, mine's I picked La Rosa Negra because I felt like they could have done something a little different for the away kit, considering that the home kit, which was the first release, is exactly similar to the away kit, just in a different color. So I feel like they kind of flopped on that.
They're asking
that is a great question, Mr. Krabs.
Broken beats?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's a story for another day.
Yes.
That's a story for another day. All right. Well, so I'm surprised you have La Rosa Negra there. I actually like that kit. I like the fact that it has those herons imprinted inside the kit. So I actually like that one.
Well, I don't think that the touch is the problem for me. I just felt like they could have done something a little different. And Steve Munoz, Don Cabecito, saying, how are you going to say it's uglier than the Charmin kit or La Plenas La Palma.
Well, what you talking about this year's? The pink is disgusting. This is, again, if it's true that they're selling me the authentics, right? And I'm assuming that they are, then this is the color. What is this?
It's awful.
What is this salmon crap? This isn't pink.
It's like mame.
This is disgusting. I hate this kit. Yeah, and it frustrates me that all this history is being made with this garbage. So it's awful. This right here, to me, is the worst because of, one, the color, the fact that it's going up from north to south. It's just, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we are at 7. So my worst is togetherness for you is La Rosa Negra. All right.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 6 for each of us is La Noche XBTO.
For both of us. Nice.
Yeah, we agreed.
Yeah, on that one, I picked the La Noche XBTO because I felt like, I mean, I don't like that it was just very simple, the whole streaking down the middle, you know, from left to right. I thought that it was a little bit too much of a simple touch.
Well, and the thing is that I don't like the kit when they go all pink. Like, I thought they should have kept the original with a little bit of white. I think it would look nicer. And the fact that we had just gotten La Palma, and this basically looks like La Palma, just that they like blacked out sections of it going across. So that's another reason I didn't like it. It looked like La Palma.
Well, exactly, not really, because like you don't even see the palm trees. Well, you don't really see it. I know, but like you have this pattern from left to right. I mean, that's not creative. Like who drew that up? That person needs to be fired immediately.
Yeah, I think it was a weak try, and that is why, to me, it's 6th, but still not worse, in my opinion, the crap that we're in this year. Chris disagrees. Double bubble. So we are at 6th. Now, coming in at number 5 for me is La Noche again, but with the Royal Caribbean sponsor. And for you, it's the Togetherness. So both Royal Caribbean. And again, I'm just repeating myself. If I had to choose between La Noche, I would go Royal Caribbean just because I like the sponsor logo better than XBTO. But that's why, for me, it's 5th. Chris?
Well, Togetherness is, for me, probably a little bit better than La Noche just because of that Royal Caribbean logo. I don't like that it goes from north to south. It could have been a different shade of pink, but I do think that it's a jersey that's a little bit better than the La Noche.
And Stancy said, I only buy kits made in China. But you know what? I used to do that until we got into Miami. No, I don't like it either. Until, like, I own like a bunch of Real Madrid kits at Columbia. I am a jersey hoarder. I have hundreds of jerseys. And unfortunately, I'm not exaggerating when I say that. But Inter Miami, because it's my club, that's the only team I go ahead and once a year I spend the dough to buy the authentic. All right, so we got 7, 6, and 5 down. Now, number 4 for me is La Palma. I think it's plain. I think it's plain with the little palms. That's really all it comes to. I'm not a big fan of it. I feel like that one and La Noche look almost identical.
I think that you changed. Remember, I sent you the inaugural as 4, but then I wanted it changed to 3. But we'll keep it like that. Inaugural kit, I actually wanted it to be number 3. But inaugural kit, I thought that the white was just basic. I feel like for the first year, shouldn't you be coming out with like a pretty dope jersey? I mean, I love the imprint of the logo.
You know what happened that first year? That first year, they went very generic. And it was the same exact kit for a lot of the teams. It was the 3 stripes on the shoulder. And I think even international kids might have had that. But it was the 3 stripes on the shoulder. Very basic. And it was just that. It was just very basic. I got a question from Hammy. No, that's not a question. Somebody had a question.
He says he buys it from TikTok. Mitch is with a question here. I don't know if it was Mitch or John. I'll read John's because it's small. It's a quicker sentence. Any special signed jerseys? And then Mitch is asking if you guys could take any kit in football and make it Inter Miami colors, which would it be? I do AC Milan red with the black pattern. That would look fire in black and pink.
Oh, I wish that's I had
actually
more time
a really
to think
good question,
that.
Mitch. Nice.
That's a good question. If I had more time to think, you have to give me more time to think about that, Mitch, because there's so many kits literally around the world. The top of my head, I can't think of one, but I'm sure that's an really interesting question. And then just the signed jerseys. I do not have any signed jerseys because
I don't either.
I've never chased down somebody to get an autograph. I'm lying. My kids have one. I guess if you go on account, my kids got their jerseys signed by Joseph and Campana last year. So I guess if you count my kids, then technically I do, but no, I personally
and
don't.
And Stancy's saying that they don't feel like my face looks like me on that image that you have up.
Let them know it's because you've lost a lot of weight.
Yes, kind of. But we need to go back to that image. Because inaugural kit, yeah, it is. It is. I was a pretty heavy guy there, actually. I was like in 2011. Oof. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to bring up the old picture. Probably put that up on Twitter. But yeah, the inaugural kit, I just felt like that and La Rosa Negra, like it was just a little too simple. I mean, if all the teams in the league had to simplify it like that, I mean, it kind of sucks, but it's just, I felt like it could have been better for an inaugural kit.
All right. So let's go on to number three on our list. For me, it's the inaugural kit. And Chris, you said that it would have been for you also three. And La Noche Royal.
Yes.
But well, I'll tell you why I like the inaugural kit real quick. One, the history, the fact that it's the first kit we wore. Two, the detail. The fact that inside the collar, they had Freedom to Dream, right? Maybe it's not a big deal to some people, but I thought that it was a nice touch. And the fact that it has the Herons imprinted in the kit throughout, I think that's a nice touch.
That is a nice touch. Now, that's a very
could they have gone a little darker with the pink? 100%. Because, I mean, it blends in almost. And also, this was considered by a lot of people the wet t-shirt kit. Because when they sweat, you can see straight through it. So if you're wearing this and it's a hot day out, the nips are coming out. 100%. Oh, yeah. So that was another negative to the kit.
It is a very nice touch, Danny. And look, like you and Stancy said, I wish that they would do that with some of the kits. Now, the reason that I picked my kit as La Noche Royal at first, as number three, is because I do like the Royal Caribbean logo. I really think that it's super dope.
Yeah. Look, and it's Steve Munoz thinks it's toilet paper. I mean,
goodness. My goodness, that's a little strong there.
Look, it has a lot of history, whether you like it or not. It's the first kit ever. And like I said, I like the imprinted herons all over it. So that's why I like it. All right, so let's go to number two on our list. For me, the number two is La Rosa Negra, the very first away kit, the black kit with the imprinted herons, the three stripes on the shoulder. And do you know what my favorite thing about that kit is?
What?
That it never had a sponsor on it.
That is a good touch.
I know some people like, oh, it looks so plain. I like that it had no sponsor. I think that it's awesome when a kit doesn't have a sponsor. If I could figure out a way to purchase my kits without a sponsor ever, I would. Because I don't want to promote anybody else, honestly. So for me personally, this right here with no sponsor is beautiful. Throw a number in the front, but I don't need Royal Caribbean on here. HBTO, I love this. I was disappointed when they finally got a sponsor because I loved having these kits with no sponsor on them.
Chris? Well, I mean, and at least throw Cafe Butelo. Francisco's asking, does Miami create all the kits or does MLS have a say on the designs?
MLS.
Yeah, it's MLS, it's Adidas, and Adidas sucks balls. And Hammy is saying they made the inaugural kit on Microsoft Paint. I highly believe that. And Mr. Krabs is actually challenging you, saying, I think the kits look better with a sponsor.
Huh, no, how about that? Not me. I mean, you've gotten accustomed to seeing something like that on the front, so I don't blame you, because it does look odd at times when there is no sponsor on there. But I prefer it that way. I'd rather they put a number in the front. Like, give me the number 10 in the front. But why do I want, like, you know what I hated? I remember Manchester United had a big gold Chevy logo on it. And I thought that looked so stupid.
Yeah.
I was like, well, why are people walking around with the big ass Chevy logo across their chest? At least like the Emirates, where like Real Madrid and a bunch of teams wear the Emirates across the chest. Like, there's some people that don't follow soccer that thought that Real Madrid's name was Real Madrid Emirates. Like, they thought that was the name of the team because it's just the name. I guess I'm okay with that. But man, like, when you have like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of one that's crazy. But the Chevy one was the first one that popped in my head. I was like, this I hate it. I hate sponsors.
Well, and I wanna comment on my heartbeat one, but I feel like you're just gonna kind of, I guess, double down on it in your next spot. But the heartbeat, I put it at number two because of just the simple fact that it is a beautiful pink. The XBTO was not like super in your face, but it was there. And it wasn't a bad looking sponsor, I guess, logo. And obviously it was the season where, you know, later on we ended up getting Messi, and that obviously popularized that kit and it went all over the world. So we're talking about literally that's the only kit that is worldwide.
Yeah. Worldwide. And then somebody brought up a great John Paul, a great comment. The Red Bull sponsor is by far the best sponsor because they're literally the New Jersey Red Bulls, and they have a big Red Bulls sponsor across their chest.
Yep.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like that is how you do it. That's what they should do. We should have a big Heron across the chest. Like, not XBTO, not Royal Caribbean. Like, I get it, and I like the Royal Caribbean better than I like the XBTO, but
yes,
I'd rather have no. And yes, no, I hate the Mexican kits with all those sponsors.
Absolutely awful.
I hated when the NBA started putting sponsorships. So luckily, they put like a really small one up on the top left shoulder. So it's like there, but it doesn't like stand out too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a big fan of sponsors on the kits, even though I know in soccer it's very normal. I'd rather not be on there.
So Danny, let's get to number one. Drum roll, please.
All right. Yeah, I don't have one. All right, here we go. And if you could do the process of elimination, you probably already know what number one is. For me, the best kit in Inter Miami history is without a doubt the heartbeat kit from last year. And in Chris's opinion, it is La Palma. And I'd love to hear Chris's explanation for his number one before I get into the heartbeat.
Well, I love the La Palma jersey. I think that transitioning from what they had before, from La Rosa Negra to La Palma, they did an incredible job with it. I do love the detail of La Palma on the jersey. It does make it very different. I don't know if you're holding it or not, but if there you are on the camera, I mean, that jersey to me with La Palma detail. Camera? Yes, you can. Yeah, it's a little glowing now. Now people can be able to see it. But like, to me, that was,
I think all the kids have freedom to dream in the back. Also, just I forgot to show the back.
Yeah,
they all have that.
But that to me, especially the transition from changing from such a basic away jersey to that. And on top of that, I mean, it's the Palmas are perfect. Like, that is South Florida.
I wish they would have put a print in here like they did in the original ones.
Yes, that would have been a nice touch. But you don't get more South Florida than palm trees.
Yeah,
right? True. There's only a couple things you could think of as far as South Florida goes. And I'm saying South Florida because we play in Broward. But the palm trees to me were a beautiful touch.
I think they killed the fact that La Noche ended up being so similar to this one, though.
That's what the problem was with La Noche kit. And it's like, what is it about that kit that screams La Noche? These little waves? Like, what is that?
Is it waves? I don't remember. I'm sure they had an explanation. I can't remember it. And then for me, it's the heartbeat for a multitude of reasons. One, it's my favorite pink. Because every one of these kits seems to have a different tone of pink, whether it be the accent pink on the black and white jerseys or just the regular all pink jersey like the one we're wearing now, the togetherness or the heartbeat. Yeah. This was by far my favorite pink. I love a soccer kit that can rock a collar. I think it looks really cool. And I mean, so the collar, the shade of pink, I just, this kit is just what we, when we came into the league, a lot of people were dying for a pink kit. So when we found out we were finally getting a pink kit, everybody got really excited. And I think they nailed it. And on top of it, even if Messi didn't play, this would probably be my favorite. But when you add the fact now that you had Messi come out and debut in this, make history. We won our first league title or league trophy with this kit. The history behind it, on top of the fact that it's great, it is now a classic kit in soccer history, not just MLS history, in soccer history. And to me, that's going to be number one. And I can't imagine, for me personally, many kits ever getting even close to passing it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that we came up with a pretty good list. It was the same at some points, and it was different in others. You know, to me, La Palma struck a good chord.
Were you able to find the Dolphins one that's rumored?
Yes, I texted it to you. I texted you a bunch of pictures.
Oh, when did you do that? I didn't see it. All right, so yeah, I didn't have a chance to put it up. I don't know if you have a chance to put it up now. Oh, yes, I see it now.
Let me see if I can be able to do that. Hold on.
Yeah, because I'm kind of curious to see what the chat thinks. And, I mean, you don't have to – 1 through 7 is not necessary. But I am curious to see what you guys think is the number one kit. Because to me, for most people, it probably is the heartbeat. But I'm kind of curious what the chat thinks. What is your favorite kit of all the kits in Inter Miami history? And then I'll put it up just one more time, the final rankings. I'll say it for everybody that is on audio. For Chris, number one was La Palma. Number two, the heartbeat. Number three, La Noche Royal with the Royal Caribbean sponsor. Number four, the inaugural kit, the white kit. Number five, the togetherness. Number six, La Noche with the XBTO sponsor. And number seven, La Rosa Negra, which is the first away kit. And then for me, number one, heartbeat. Two, Rosa Negra. Three, inaugural. Four, La Palma. Five, La Noche Royal Caribbean. Six, La Noche XBTO. And number seven was the crap that we have now.
So I'm going to download one of the pictures so that way you can kind of at least open it up just so that way we can kind of talk about it. And then I'm going to upload the other three pictures that I put just so everybody can kind of see it in different aspects.
Oh, wow.
Heartbeat is for me.
XBTO.
Wow, surprising.
Mitch says the heartbeat. That shit was iconic. I'm never going to forget that kit. Never. That's going to be one of those really iconic football kits, in my opinion. La Rosa Negra. Okay. I really like La Rosa Negra also. That was number two for me. The best kit will be the MLS star on it. Oh, well, yeah. That'll be nice, having a star on it. Can you make a poll for us to vote? I'll put that up on Twitter. On Twitter, I'll put up a poll to see what everybody's favorite is, Francisco. I would do it here, but we're running back on time, and I don't want to keep you guys here as we gas back too much.
So let me bring up the picture first. And Ty Manin is mentioning, I only have one in my first authentic kit of La Noche XBTO, but I love and want the togetherness with Redondo because his dad is a...
This is another thing that Lucho pointed out, and I completely forgot. When they wore the white kits, they wore pink jerseys with them. And I loved that mismatch combo when they had the white kit and the light pink jersey shorts. And I believe those pink shorts never went on sale. And correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the chat, but I was waiting for them to go on sale because I wanted to purchase them. Yes, I am heavy on the purchasing of kits and all that other stuff. And I believe those never went on sale. Alejandro La Noche.
Yeah. Well, let me bring up the some of the pictures here because Smyert is mentioning my top three are one, inaugural kit, two, heartbeat, and three, La Palma. It's a good list. Mm-hmm. It's a good list. And I'm going to bring up a picture here. And this is the picture that was kind of circulating online in the beginning. I guess this was like a fan-made logo. For those of you that are on audio, it's a very, very darker green sort of dolphin-y color with the Royal Caribbean logo in the middle and a very, of course, orange and green and white logo with what looks like football stripes on the shoulders. So this was kind of what was projected, I guess. Right, Danny?
Yeah, but that seems to have gone away. Now all the new leaks or whatnot look nothing like this.
Yeah. Now the other leaks, which I'll put the man, the myth, the legend up here, Messi rocking what is
nice.
Supposedly going to be the Dolphins, I guess, related or Dolphins, I guess, inspired jersey.
Now, can you guess, Chris, with everything we've talked about today, what my favorite thing about this kit is?
I would have to say the orange touch at the top.
No.
What is it?
No. My favorite thing about this kit is that we said, fuck Royal Caribbean, and we put Miami across the chest. Ooh, nice. I know that they're probably not going to do that, but if they did, oh, my God, that is... Oof.
That would be amazing.
That would be a beautiful... Put Miami across... Why do we want... Fuck that. Put Miami across the chest. We don't need to promote Royal Caribbean. They already got two fucking kits. Give me that. Love and that. With the Miami Vice font. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that.
So while I keep putting these pictures up, guys, just let us know. Would you buy this kit? Yes, no. In the comments, yes or no, I'm buying the kit. Now,
you know what I'm going to do because...
Oh, I'm buying it immediately.
The kit that I own right now, the togetherness, I think it's the ugliest thing ever made, and I purchased that shit.
Now, I'm going to put another picture, which is sort of like a front-facing generic picture, very similar to kind of what we see here with Messi. I guess you could see it a little crisper, right?
But in the Messi one, it looks more teal. This one looks a little closer to baby blue.
It does, and on top of that, the logo on the left pec looks different there than it does here.
Yeah.
So... And then here we have another image of the jersey itself, of the kit.
This one I like better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one looks a lot better. It's just showing kind of like the accuracy of how it would look. I don't like the little orange stripes in the back, but I'll deal with it. But for the most part, it's a fly fucking kit, man. This is a really nice kit.
Yeah, this is fucking beautiful. I'm excited. I hope this happens. Now, what I want is, Chris, now let's go back to this real quick. These are our rankings. If that kit, that Messi picture you put up, if that comes to fruition and it looks just like that, just you saw Messi rocking it, it looked beautiful, it stood out to you. Where would this land in this pecking order? Because now we would have eight. Where would it land?
I would probably put it in my list. I would probably have to put it at number three. Just because of the impact. Too. Just because of the impact that the heartbeat has already, you can't diminish that. And then La Palma for me, again, just the Miami touch on it without including a football, American football team. That's why I would keep it number three.
I'd put it at three also just because I still like the black kit with the imprinted herons on it so much. But it would be three and it might be pushing two. And you know what? It might get so popular and they're going to want to sell it so much that... And remember, these third kits, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the chat, I don't know if these are around for 2 years like all the other kits. So they're going to try to push this. There's a chance we rock these in the playoffs. Who knows what important games we might play with this in Messi. So I am all for this, and this would be three, possibly two on my list if this kit were to come to fruition. Oh, my God, this would be amazing.
I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm going to tell you why I don't think it's going to sell better. Because this is a very locally kit, like a local kit. Like some kid in Argentina is not going to give a single shit about the Miami Dolphins.
Chris.
I mean, am I right or am I wrong by saying that? Nobody's going to give a crap about the Miami Dolphins.
People are buying this shit. They're buying this crap.
As you demonstrate the Miami color jersey.
They are buying this shit. They're buying this crap. This is ugly. This is disgusting. Whoever made this is a fucking idiot. Idiot. You ruined what could have been beautiful with Messi. All this thing that he's doing. And he's doing it while wearing this crap. Of course they're going to buy it, man.
I guess I'm wrong. Pablo Golazo is saying I'm wrong. The world would still want it. Lucho Lalo is saying, nah, I don't think so, Chris. And Hammy is telling me Hammy's the hype man here. Tell him. Get him.
But I'm saying, like, of course they're going to buy it. Especially if you throw Messi on there.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's always nice when the team kind of veers away from when it veers away from like the normalcy, right? Like, for example, everybody, right? EPL, La Liga, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Man City, when they make those third kits, it's like it's the traditional color, and they get a little wild with that third kit. And everybody loves that, right? Because you want to just do something a little different. Togetherness is not underrated, Steve Munoz. It is overrated. Overrated. And the fact that I'm saying it's overrated and I still hate it, and it's still overrated. Hate that kit.
But guys, you guys are raising our blood pressures here. Okay. But that's the kit talk for today. Hopefully they do the Dolphins idea, because I would buy that immediately. And I hate the Dolphins, which now that we're on the topic, Alejandro with a 199 super slam saying, this is to celebrate the perfect season, Dolphins. Get out of here. 1972 perfect season.
Yeah, but
you know who was who was playing football at that time? Jandro? Plumbers.
But the thing is, and then
guys real quick, smoking just, cigars.
Not to get on the topic of the Dolphins and stuff, but why would they celebrate it on like the 52nd year? Like, it's not like the 50th anniversary, it's like 60 year 52. I like that they're trying to get, because look, I am 100% sure. I show this to a hardcore Dolphins fan that doesn't watch soccer. They know who Messi is. If they find out that that's Dolphins colors and it's meant to be a Dolphins kit type, they'll buy it. Like, even NFL fan, Dolphin fans are going to buy it. And the Dolphins have a lot of large fan base in this country. So,
yeah. Well, let's end the show before I'm going to have to pay Alejandro $6 of beer back.
All right. Any final words, Chris?
No, man. Pablo Golazo, thank you so much for letting us know. It's a great episode. Guys, if you guys enjoyed it, please take the time and like and subscribe. Danny brought out all the jerseys from his closet. And, you know, we went to work with this. We put our own kind of ideas and stuff in this.
Have fun.
Yeah, much appreciated, guys. Thank you guys so much for the love.
Yeah, and I considered bringing out like those like training kits, right? Because I own some of those. But like everybody has them across the league, so it's not specific to us. So I just
let that out.
But I hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, we try to figure out things to do a little different. So
All
right. For those of you listening on audio, we appreciate you listening all the way. If you listened all the way to the end, we really appreciate you, because I know today's episode must have been difficult to stick with, because again, a lot of visuals here. But again, we appreciate you hanging out with us. If you did stay with us, please. 5 stars, comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And if you were part of the chat, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us for the last 38 minutes. Boy, only 30 likes is embarrassing. I mean, it's only so much we can do. We appreciate you. Please like the episode. If you didn't like it, you know, it's all good. We understand. We'll be back to talking some regular on the pitch football tomorrow with a preview of Montreal. So catch us tomorrow. But with all that said, until the next one, have a good one.